V'elu kroyim shein mesachin. These are the kroyim, if you rip your clothing because of a mace, you're not allowed to mend it back together anymore. Is hakareyo alovit, the alimoy. If somebody is kareyo because he lost his father, he lost his mother, and you rip your clothing, you're not allowed to mend the clothing back together anymore. The al rabbi shalim do Torah. If your Rebbe was nifter, that you learned Torah from him, and you rise kriya, also you can't mend it back. The al nasi, if a melech, a nasi is mace. The al avbezdin, the avbezdin that's mace, you have to rise kriya. You're not allowed to mend back your clothing. The al shmua sarois, if you heard very bad news about Klai Yisrael, something tragic happened to Klai Yisrael, that you have to rise kriya, so also you're not allowed to sew back your clothing, mend back your clothing. The Abirchus Hashem, if you heard someone that cursed Hashem's name, you're supposed to rise Kriya, rip your clothing, and you can't mend it back again. The Al Sefer Torah Shenisraf, and if you see a Sefer Torah that's burnt, also you'd have to rip your clothing, and you're not allowed to mend it back together again. The Al Ori Yehuda, somebody sees now Ori Yehuda Bechurbana, you have to rip your clothing. The Al Amikdash, somebody sees the Mokum of the Beis Amikdash Bezman Azeh, you have to rip your clothing. The Ayah Yerushalayim, some of the Tzizu Yerushalayim, you have to rip his clothing. And all these things, when you rip your clothing, you're not allowed to mend it back together again. The Kareya Al-Mikdosh, you have to rip your clothing when you see the Makkah right in the coast, when you see the Makkah on the base of you have to rip your clothing. Or Moisav Ayah Yerushalayim, like if you see the Kareya, you see the Makkah on Mikdosh first, and then you see Yerushalayim, so the same rip that you rip for the Beis HaMikdash, it could also be most of rip a little bit more for Yerushalayim. Now we'll explain them all. Ovi v'yimoi v'rabba shalim da Torah minolam. How do we know when your father's mace, your mother, or your Rebbe you learned Torah from, you have to rip your clothing? The Yassid the Pasuk says, V'yalisha ro v'umitzayek, and Elisha saw the way Eliyo went away with Niftar, and he screamed out and said, Ovi, Ovi, Rechav Yisrael Parashov. That my father of Klai Yisrael. Ovi, Ovi, Ze Ovi V'imoy. Rechav Yerochav Yisrael Parashov, Ze Rabba Shalim D'Toroi. Now what, that you have to rip your clothing? And we'll soon say, on my mash, matter we know it means, Rabba Shalim D'Toroi, Kem Tagum Rab Yosef, Rebbe, Rebbe, the Tav learned the Yisrael, Vitzlusa, Merasichin, or Parashin. That means to say that, Rebbe, Rebbe, you're better off for Klai Yisrael, you help us with your davening for Klai Yisrael more than the chariots and the horsemen do for us. Yeah. So Melech says there, he writes Kri over here, Elisha. So you see, you're supposed to rise Kri with your clothing for your father, for your mother, for your Rebbe. For Lo Misachin Minolan, how do we know now the first bride said, after you rip it, you're not allowed to mend them back together anymore. How do we know that? The pasuk says, "Vayta be'alisha vayichazek bebegodo vayikorim l'shnayim." He grabbed hold of his begodim and he ripped them into two. For the Gemara korim, since it says he ripped them, mimashma shenema l'shnayim korim. So mimashma shenema vayikorim, since the pasuk says vayikorim that he ripped it, is any yodeis from l'shnayim? Don't I know they're in two pieces now? Why does the pasuk have to say l'shnayim? It's in two pieces. The Elul Malamed comes to teach us shekruyim v'yomdim l'shnayim, that the pieces have to stay in two, and you're not allowed to mend it back together again. So call upon for your father, for your mother, and for your Rebbe, you know that you have to rip your clothing, and you're not allowed to mend it back together again. The v'yomdim l'shnayim l'olam, it always has to stay in two. Omalei, omalei resh lokish to Rav Yechanan. Eliyo chayu, he has a kashin, b'chol has a kashin Elisha. How come he writes Kriya Eliyo? Eliyo is still chay, still alive. We know Ma'isim Eliyo, and now he still comes down. So why did he write Kriya for? Or Malay, he answered back, Kibun d'chsiv, since it says in the Pasuk, v'loi ru'oid, that Elisha didn't see Eliyo and Ovi anymore, l'gav v'didei k'meiz dami. And again, to his time when Elisha was like he was mace, so therefore he had a right to write Kriya for your town, for your Rebbe, you have to write Kriya. How do we know a nosi that's like a melech that's mace, or the avdezdin ushmur sarois? If you hear bad news, a tragic happened in the Klai Yisrael, you have to rise kriya. Minolim, how do we know? The pasuk says vayichazek David bibgodov. David grabbed onto his clothing, vayikorim and he ripped him. Vigam kol hanoshim asharita, all the people who were with him. Vayispedu, vayivku, vayitsoimu. That they said a spedim, they cried, and they said they fasted. Ah, there until the night time. Why? Al shol, because they heard that shol was mace. Via yonasim v'noi, his son was killed. Via lam Hashem, and the Klai Yisrael was killed then by the mechama. Via beis Yisrael. Kinoflu v'chorev. They were felled by the chorev. The enemies came to kill them out. So shol zenosi. Shol, that's the nosi, that's the melech. The nosi is the highest position. Klai Yisrael, the melech, when we have the melech. So you see that they need to rise kriya for melech. Yonasim ze'avil v'yav bezdin. Alam Hashem, the Abbas Yisrael, Elu Shmos Arois, that they heard the bad news that happened to Klai Yisrael, they were all killed out, so because of that, they ripped Kriya. So you see, any one of these things, he has to rise Kriya. So, Marius, how do you know that? Omele Rav Ba'Shavu L'Rav Kana, V'yema, maybe say, Adehevi Kulu, maybe you don't rise Kriya till all these things happen. Till the Melech, with Yonasim, with Ami Yisrael, all three together you rise Kriya. But maybe each one separately not. Malay al hifsekin. It says al each one. Al shol v'al yonasim b'noi v'alam Hashem. Mashu, for each one separately, you have to rise kriya. And the last thing was that the shmuyas rois, the bad news, also you have to rise kriya. For the Gemara, is that true? Mi karin and ashmuyas rois. So we have to rise kriya if we hear bad news. For omru le'le shmuyel. They told Shmuel that Kotal Shavu Malka Teresa Alfa Yudoi, that Shavu Malka killed out 12,000 Jews. The Mezigas Kisri, this place Mezigas Kisri, Vilei Kora, and Shmuel still didn't rip his clothing. So it's a bad Shmuel he heard. So Marin says, Lo Yomruela Beroiv Tzibur, it's only said of Royal Kleister was killed out. Well, Kamaisa Shoya, like it happened by Shoal, that Royal Kleister was killed out then. Then you have to rise Kriya. But this Maaseh of 12,000 Jews, it wasn't Rov Klal Yisrael, he didn't have to rise Kriya. For the Gemara Bechlal, Mi Kota Shavu Malka Yudoi, is it true that the king killed out the Jews? V'omale Shavu Malka L'Shmuel, Shavu Malka himself said to Shmuel, Tastely it should be for me, to Leikatli Yudah Me'olam, I never killed a Jew. So Gemara Yitzvah Nechnam, Mihosim Inu Gomel Nashayu. There the Jews caused it upon themselves. The Yomer of Ami, Lekal Yesera, the Mezigas Kisrid, Parker Shur the Lutkia. It's because the Jews themselves were making a lot of noise there, that the other Goyim heard about it and came and killed them out. So it's the Jews' fault, they were like Rashi Gomer Nashayim, the Mordebay, they were rebelling. While the Gomer Lekat Liuda Rot Sloim Abachinam, I didn't kill them for nothing. But here, Lekal Yesera, Lekal Kinara Shemordu, they were playing their kino, they were playing the harps, as if to say we're rebelling against the king. So when they were rebelling, that's why the king killed them out. The king just said they didn't kill any Jew for nothing. But since they themselves were rebelling, that's why they were killed out. Now holding, Birchas Hashem. If somebody curses Hashem and you hear it, you have to rip your clothing. For tomorrow we know, and how do we know this? You have to rip your clothing. The Siv the Pasuk says, Vayovo Yalikem Ben Chilkiyo Asher Al Abayis V'Shavno HaSoifer V'Yoye Ben Osef HaMaskir El Chizkiyo Kruye V'Godim. They came with the clothing ripped. And they came with the clothing ripped because they heard the way he cursed Hashem. Therefore you see here, you have to rip your clothing. Yeah. Terabon Echod Asher Meya. Whether you hear the person curse Hashem's name, you have to rip the clothing. The Echad Ashemeya Mipi Ashemeya. You didn't hear the person curse, but you heard the way somebody told over that somebody else cursed Hashem. So you hear even somebody telling it over, you also have to rip your clothing. Chayev Lekroya. But for your Edim, the Edim, when they come to Bezin to say that this Reuven will curse Hashem, Einam Chayevim Lekroya. They don't have to rip the clothing over a second time when they say the Edis to Bezdin. Why? Shekvakoru v'shoa sheshamu. Because they already ripped their clothing at the time when they heard it. That the Edim were there, v'shas, when Reuben cursed Hashem's name. So they ripped the clothing then. Since they ripped it once, they don't have to rip the clothing again when they come to Bezdin to say over that Reuben cursed Hashem. For the Gemara v'shoa sheshama, my heavy, hokoshmi hashta. Like, what's the difference if they heard it already once, but now when they're saying it over, they hear it a second time, but the Edom are saying it over now. So, don't think like that. Stand the fact the Edom are saying it over, that does not make them rise Kriya a second time. The pasuk says, "Vayihi kishamu hamelech hiskiyo, vayikoru es begodav hamelech." Koru, v'heim loy koru. The king ripped his clothing, but the edim who are telling it over to the king, they didn't rip the clothing. So you see clearly, only the one that hears it now the first time, he has to rip his clothing. But the edim, these people that were telling it to the king, they did not have to rip the clothing. So when the edim tell it over a second time, they don't have to rip the clothing a second time, because they already ripped when they heard the Birchas Hashem the first time. Right? How do you know such a rip? When you have to rip your clothing for this, you're not allowed to mend it back together again. Where it says, Asya Kriya Kriya. We learn now that it says Kri here, and it says Kri in the Pasha before, and just like over there by David, it says that, by Yonison it says, that by Yikram Lishnayim, and Lishnayim means it has to stay in two pieces, Loilam. Here also, when it says by Kriya, it means you have to rip it and leave it that way, it has to stay in two Loilam. In fact, it's Sefer Torah Shenisraf. If somebody sees the way a Sefer Torah is burnt up, you also have to rise Kriya. Minolan, how do we know this? The Yosef the Pasha says, Vayihi kikroi Yehudi shalosh delosis v'yarbo v'yikoru besara soifer v'ashlech elosh asher al ha'och. So mashmir what sefer was burnt, and it says that they ripped the clothing over here. V'yikoru, they ripped the clothing. Is my shalosh delosis? What does it mean? Three delosis v'yarbo. What's three and four? Is omalei liyoyakim ksokosav yimiyo sefekinus. It told the king Yoyakim, Mishino Yimio, wrote Sefer Kinos. Is Amalahu, he wrote Echa. Hey, Smach Zibbe, what does it say in Echa? It says Echa Yashva Bodet. So no, Amalahu, Anomalka, so what? I'm still the king. Amalahu, they went right and said, it says, Bocha Sifka Balayla, that the Yushlaim like was crying at night time. So still, it didn't bother Yoyakim. He said, right, Anomalka, so what? I'm still the king. Golsa Yehuda Mani, it says that Yehuda went into Golos. Is Anomalka good, but I'm still the king? Shrashi v'yamalka loiksiv klum. It doesn't say anything about the melech. It only says about Klal Yisrael. That didn't bother Yoyakim. Then the pasuk says, Darkei tzin avelus. Vayta Anomalka, what does it have to do with me? Hoyot tzorea l'rosh. It says tzorea, the enemies are going to be the head now. Is Amalu man Amr, who said this? Shrashi, hoyot tzorea l'rosh means shanochrim rosh v'loyata. That the goyim are going to be the heads, and not you, Yoyakim. So this bothered him. So he said, "My number. Who said this? Ki Hashem hoiga roi peshreh. It's Hashem that said this." So miyad, right away, kodar kolas kori shabo. He went and ripped out all the Hashem's names that it says in the Sefer Torah. There's surfing and he burnt it based on fire. The Ainu the Siv, that's what the pasuk says, v'loi pochto v'loi koreres bigdayim. They were afraid, and therefore they did not rip the clothing. But mashma, they should have ripped the clothing. So there you see that if you see a Sefer Torah burnt, you have to rip your clothing. Maybe the reason why they burnt the Sefer Torah was because they heard a bad Shmua. They heard the way he was cursing, he was getting so angry what he did here. Maybe that's why you have to rise Kriya. Shrashi ala Golis. Maybe because Tom, they went to Golis, they went out of Yerushalayim now. Golis Yoyakim. So maybe because of that they had to rise Kriya. Or Malay, Shmuas Royas Bishosim Yeheve. Was there any bad Shmur right then? There was nothing special right then. What only happened right now special was that he burnt the Sefer Torah. To see if a burning the Sefer Torah for that, you have to rise Kriya. Omar Revi Chalboy, Omar Rafuna, Horoyas Sefer Torah Shenikra. If somebody sees the Sefer Torah is being ripped up, is Chai of the Kriya, Shtei Kriyas. You have to rip two Kriyas, you have to rip like twice. Echod ala gvil, one for the gvil, that's the side of the parchment of the Sefer Torah. The echod ala ksav, and one for the ksav, the part of the Sefer Torah, the parchment that has the ksav written on it. Like we'll soon see. Shalem Apostle says, Achrei sorof hamelech es hamegila, v'es hadvorim. Afterwards he burnt up, Rashi says, the megila means the gvil. He burnt up the gvil, that's the side of the parchment. V'es hadvorim ze aksav, Mashma, there's two separate things. You have to rise kriyas each one separately. Rabbi Abba of Rav Huna Bar Chiya, Hevi Yasfer, they were sitting. They were sitting in front of Rabbi Abba. So he had to go to the Beis HaKisei. Is Shakla to Tfosai, he took off his tefillin. Achta Yavei Sad, he put it down on the chair, on the couch, wherever it was, he put it down, his tefillin. Is Osio Bas Namiso, an ostrich came, a big bird. Is Boyle Vivlai, it wanted to swallow up his tefillin. Is almost, he said about himself, Hashto, Ichayovin Lishte Krius. If this ostrich would have swallowed up my tefillin, I would have had to rise two times Kriya. Mashma, one for the Ksav, and one for the Gvil. Omalek, he said back to Minolacho, how do you know this? It once happened to me that my tefillin was once got ruined, ripped. The Asla Kaima, the Rav Masna, whoever the other, he did not know what the Lacho was. But Asla Kaima, the Rav Yehuda, we're in front of Rav Yehuda. The Omalek, he told me, this is what Shmuel said. The only time you have to rise Kriyam, if the Sefer Torah is being burnt or ripped up, Bizroya means with strength. That this Russia is taking it and burning it, or ripping it. Or Kamaisa Shoya, like the Maisa happened with Yoyakim, that he came and burnt the Sefer Torah. But if it's time happens here that a bird comes and swallows it up, Stan your film or Sefer Torah gets ruined, it gets lost, for it's time a fire happened and it got burned, for that you would not have to rise Kriya. You only have to rise Kriya when a Russia is taking it deliberately, for Rotsin and burning it. Trashi Bizroya, Sheni Yochel Atzilut, you can't save it. But by a bird here that you could stop it, you could save it, you don't have to rise Kriya. But Ori Yehuda, if you see Ori Yehuda, the cities of Yehuda, Bechurbana, you have to rise Kriya now. How do we know this? There's still the passage says, Vayevoyu anashim mishchem, mishiloi, umishimron, shmoy nimish migol chayzokan kriya begodim, umizgoydidim, uminchol uvayna biyodim. Love the Beis Hashem. They came to bring us to the Beis Hashem. It says Kriya Begodim because they went through the Ori Yehuda. That's why they ripped the Begodim. Amar Rabbi Chelboy, Amar Ula, Biroi, that Amar Rabbi Loza, Haraya Ori Yehuda Bechabonin. If somebody sees Ori Yehuda when it's Chorav, in Zaymit, you say this Pasik, Eir Ori Kodshecho Hoyo Midbar, the Korea and Shirais Kriya. Yerushalayim b'chobon, if somebody sees today Yerushalayim when it's Chorav, Omer should say, Tziyoin midbar hoysa, Yerushalayim shemoma, v'kareya, and he has to rise Kriya. Beis HaMikdash b'chobon, if you see the Malkam b'chobon b'zman hazeh, is Omer should say, Beis Kodeshenu v'tifartenu, asher hilalucha, avaseinu hoyu l'sreif aseish, that the great Beis HaMikdash now is burnt up, v'chom machmodenu hoyu l'chorva, v'kareya, and he has to rise Kriya. If you have to rise Kriya for seeing Ori Yehuda, or seeing Yerushalayim, or for seeing the Makam of the Beis HaMikdash. But the Mishnah so said before the Braisa, Kriya HaMikdash, if you see the Mikdash first, you have to rise Kriya, U'maisif HaYerushalayim. And then when you go out to see the rest of Yerushalayim, you'll be maisif, just add on to the Kriya, rip it a little bit more. For the Gemara Raminu, I have a kashra in this. Echad HaShemeya, V'yechad HaRoya, Kivan Shegil Tzofim Kriya. That first when you hear or see Yerushalayim, when you come to Tzayfim, that's the first mukkah that you can see Yerushalayim, you have to rise Kriya. The Kareya Mikdash, Bifnei Atzmai, Vayishlayim Bifnei Atzmai, it says clearly you have to rise two separate Kriyas, one for Yerushalayim that you saw, and one for the mukkah of the Mikdash. And now, Bryson, before it says one Kriya, like you first do for the Mikdash, and then you just moisif, you rip a little bit bigger that rip, l'shem Yerushalayim. And here it's mashm, you have to have two different kriyas, one for Yerushalayim, and one for the Makom HaMikdash. So Moshe is like kashya d'ostiro. I tell you, hold the plug of the Mikdash Bereisha. If you met up with the base of Mikdash first, and you rise kriya on that, that's the more chomedika thing. So then you can just be moisif if you want a little bit more when you see Yerushalayim. And hold the plug of Yerushalayim Bereisha. When you met up with Yerushalayim first, then you have to rise Kriya to Shlaim separately, and then you rise Kriya for the Mikdash. Trashi od the plug of the Mikdash Bereisha. Kigoy she nichnas Yerushalayim b'shida teva migdol. V'l'ro Yerushalayim atshiro b'es HaMikdash. They brought you in there in a closed cage, so you didn't see Yerushalayim. The first thing you came out of the cage you saw was the b'es HaMikdash. is Kareya LaMikdash. Umaysav Yerushalayim. All you have to do is to air a little bit more for Yerushalayim. Abu Bishlay Nichnas Beteva, Upadi Bishlayim Beresha, but if somebody comes in normally, that first you see Yerushalayim, Kareya Yerushalayim Mifnei Atzmai. You have to rip your clothing for Yerushalayim. And then when you see the Makam HaMikdash, you have to rip a second time for the Beis HaMikdash. Tana Rabbonin, V'kulon Rishon L'Shodolon, U'lamodolon, U'laloiton, V'lasoyson Kimin Tzumis, Avolon Yachoysen. All these rips, after you ripped it, you could sew it back a little bit, but never Lachoysen, you can't mamash mend it back together. That's awesome. You could fold it over and sew it folded. Like make them close together, sew them back a little bit, but you can't mend it back to be perfect. Omer Rav Chizda said what it means to say.